am naked. My live body, oiled and fragrant with the scents of the forest, glows warm and sultry by the light of the sacred fire. The flames leap and dance before me, bidding farewell to the sun, ushering in the cold winter on this Samhain night. Hearth fires will be doused tonight, rekindled in the morning with flames from this sacred fire, and tonight, Samhain night, I will give my body, my lust, my pleasure to the god and goddess, to the spirits of the forest, to the coming dark. Acolytes in long dark robes lead me to the stone altar, lay me gently upon it, lift my hair so that it spills over the edge and down to the leaf-strewn grass below. The stone is cold beneath my skin, but the sacred fire is warm and my skin tingles and my heart pounds, and the ache between my legs thunders as I wait for you, my god, my man, my prince, who will take my body and my lust and my pleasure as you give me yours in this ritual as old as time. They encircle the fire, our acolytes, our brethren, naked beneath their robes. They are here to serve us, to witness our union, to share in the ritual as you and I become one. Pleasure is not theirs tonight. It is for us alone, or so the ritual demands. We alone must fill the night with our passion, our cries of ecstasy. We alone are chosen, you and I, man and woman, the hunter and the prey. I am bound to the altar with thin strips of hide which cross my chest and force my swollen breasts higher, higher. I have prepared for you, for your mouth, for your hands, for your cock, just as the men have prepared you for me, oiling your strong body, anointing you, crowning you with the coronet of horns. The forest god made real the king of the night. I am your consort, your concubine, your wife for this night, and I wait for you, my lust surging through my veins, my cunt wet and aching, my lust ablaze. The circle parts, and they lead you in, blood-red robe flowing as you walk. Oh, how majestic you are, how godlike. As the robe slips from your shoulders, I see the fire reflected in the oiled glow from your skin. Flames dance and flicker, bathing your skin, caressing you like a lover. You move toward me, silent, somber, your eyes like obsidian beneath the mask you wear. Slowly, slowly, you advance, and the drummer begins his slow, steady rhythm, stirring us, and the acolytes begin to hum, raising their voices in praise to the night. This is the time of darkness. This is the time of darkness. This is the time when we honor the mysteries of the unknown and the unknowable, of that which has no language, no order, no beginning and no end. The darkness of the seemingly infinite. The darkness between each thought. Let us acknowledge the darkness, welcoming its embrace and its power. I shiver in spite of the fire's warmth as you take your place at the head of the altar, as you stand and stare down at me, at your consort, at the woman you will take. I look up into your eyes as you gaze into mine, and in that moment, we are already one. Step forward, my king. My eyes implore you. Let the ritual begin. Step forward and feed my waiting mouth. One step. Your thighs hitting the stone altar on either side of my head, your heat and your scent and the overwhelming maleness of your body surrounds me, inflames me, stirs my senses and ignites my soul. Oh yes, my king, my god, I will take your manhood. I will receive your cock so hard and ready, throbbing and urgent as you bend slightly and slowly slide it into my hot, wet mouth. For you, my head falling over the edge of the altar, my aching, oiled breasts presented for your pleasure. Let me take this cock deep, deep, deeper with each stroke. Yes, squeeze my breasts as I devour you. Oh, my king, drive your cock into me over and over. Fuck my mouth. That primal rhythm. You squeeze my swollen breasts. I was chosen for you, my king. Chosen to please you. Chosen to be yours. Pinch my hard nipples while you plunder my mouth. While your cock fills me. It stretches my mouth. Invades my throat and makes me writhe. Moans as I writhe, so pained and so filled with ecstasy. Fuck the mouth that belongs to you now, my king. Fuck me long and deep. Soak your cock in the wet warmth of my mouth. Slide your cock into me as you will. As I close my lips around your shaft and suck you deep. Oh yes, my king. Yes, lean forward, part my thighs. Spread them wide with your strong hands and expose me to your gaze. Plunge your cock into my mouth as you regard your bounty, as you lay claim to your prize. My cunt is wet for you. swollen, pink and ripe and aching for you. Spread me wider with graceful fingers. Reveal the center of my pleasure, the source of my lust. That exquisitely sensitive bud, so swollen for you now, so desperate for your lips. This is the ritual, my king. You must worship your consort before you take her. You must lavish me with your tongue as I writhe, as I am impaled by your cock. You must drive me to frenzy with the heat of your mouth, your lips, your tongue. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, my king. Oh. Oh, my king. Oh, my God, my man, my husband. Oh, your tongue. Henri is a jolt of pleasure, so fierce, so powerful. I reach up and grasp your thighs, clinging to you as your cock invades, Shows no mercy as your body arches above mine, as your mouth descends on my quivering sex. Oh. Rise up to the sky. The fire illuminates us and yet throws us into shadow. Two moving, thrusting forms, man and woman, mouth to sex, sex to mouth, wringing pleasure from each other. Oh, fuck me, my king, as you lick my cunt, as your tongue demands me to shatter beneath it, as you lick me in a frenzy of lust, as your cock matches the rhythm of your tongue. Oh, you must do this. You must make me scream out in ecstasy, but hold back your own. That is the ritual. Even as I swallow you, even as I taste the first spurts of your release on my tongue, you must fuck me and lick me. You must take me and give to me until it rises in me. The pleasure is so intense, so wickedly all-consuming, like fire between my thighs. Yes, my lord, my master, lick me. Lick me while you fuck my mouth. Lick me and I will shatter and shudder and scream for your devouring lust. Desire that hum through the circle as our acolytes watch us mate. Oh, desire is building in them. I can feel it snapping through the air like lightning. Their cocks are hard, their cunts are wet, even as they chant and sway and try to resist the bull of pleasure. For with my cries you withdraw from my mouth, panting, desperate to catch your breath, your cock swollen and dripping, aching to thrust into the cunt you just pleasured. Now you may have your release. Now you may take this body that you own, this woman you have wedded. Oh, you leave the head of the altar and stride to the foot of it where my legs are still parted, my cunt is still swollen and dripping and still hungry for you. Your eyes blaze with savage desire as you gaze down at my heaving breasts and my quivering belly and my trembling thighs. I cannot speak. I can only gaze at you with mute entreaty. Fuck me. My eyes beseech you. Fuck me. My husband, my king. My body is yours. Take it. And mutely you answer. You thrust aside my thighs and pull me closer to the edge of the altar. The straps across my breasts tighten, lifting them even higher, and my cunt is now tilted up towards you, waiting for your cock. The flames dance and the acolytes chant, and the stars blaze above us in benediction. Fuck me, my king. Look upon this nubile body, these lush curves, and claim them for your own. Yes, my lord, my master, fuck me, I beg you, fuck me. Oh! 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 Oh, I arch back against the altar beneath me as you take me. Oh! Oh! Oh, my king, oh, oh, that cock that fed me, that blundered me, is now stretching me wider, wider, invading me and claiming me. Oh, oh, the burn, it burns, oh, oh, but it is a sweet burn. Oh, my king, my lord, my husband, oh, yes, yes, plunder my body. Fuck my cunt. Oh, your body strains as you pump into me rhythmically, your hips flowing in an ancient rhythm as you stroke into my clenching cunt, struggling to take you, stretching around you, impaled upon you as the pleasure surges through me with every stroke, every thrust. This ecstasy. Your strong, muscled arms corded as you brace them on the altar, as my legs rest upon your shoulders, and you fuck down, down, pounding savagely into my cunt. All the moans are louder now. The cries of pleasure from our acolytes mix with our own as they push aside their robes or abandon them. As lips meet lips, as mouths find breasts, as tongues tease cockheads into fucking glistening cunts. Ah, oh, they're fucking for us, my king, my husband. Our pleasure has infected them. Our moans and cries, our sweat-soaked writhing bodies, the slapping of our skin as you fuck me, has driven them to frenzy. Oh, listen to them, my love, as they indulge in pleasure. Fuck me, my king. Fuck me, as pleasure surrounds us, as we make this offering to the night. Fuck me. Fuck me. Ah, yes, I will scream for you again. Yes, yes, you will make me soar free again as your cock pumps relentlessly, as you squeeze my aching breasts and thrust into me, grunting and growling, snarling, crying out from the tight, hot grip of my cunt around your cock. Feel me squeeze you. Feel me try to capture you. Try to seize you and not let you withdraw. My cunt, so greedy, so hungry, so tight and hot and desperate for your cock. Squeezing, clenching, gripping you as you fuck me, as you withdraw and thrust over and over, as you watch my breasts move in tandem with the power of your thrusts, as you watch me bite my lip and thrash my head from side to side in unbearable pleasure. We are the fire, my husband, my love, we are the spirit of the flames welcoming the winter. Consume me as the flames consume their kindling. Fuck me until your own screams of pleasure shatter the night. Fill me up. Spill deep in me. Flood into me as you buck and writhe and throw your head back and roar. I will join you. I will join you. Spiraling upwards, soaring, my voice climbing higher and higher. Our voices mingling as our bodies unite on this sour night. Yes, yes, my lord, my king, my hunter, my love. Yes, yes. Oh, oh, oh. Me and let my arms embrace you as our chests heave in unison and we moan through the last of our release. Oh, divine love, stay nestled within me as your cock spasms and empties the last of your seed deep into my womb. We are one. The ritual is complete. Rise up and look into my eyes. Meet my knowing gaze. And see the pleasure still glowing from my eyes. Let me stroke your face and trace the outline of your smile as it gently curves your lips. My hunter. My God, my king.